like sucking.
Legit Bat Podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Legit Bat Podcast. This episode that we came with you today is about, loosely, in the beginning, video games and psychedelics. Really, there's not that much content for you, so don't be misguided by the description. We only talked about that a little bit and kind of hit on a few things. We did have a personal friend of ours for a long time, Philip Bailey. He will also be doing his own podcast shortly, which we will have him on as a guest again and do a shout out when he gets that up and running. But he also talked with us while we were bantering about different items and just different stories. It's a lot of fun. The episode that we did was a lot of fun. We didn't really stick to a criteria. So enjoy the episode. I hope you guys really like it. It's just fire talk, fire pit talk, if you will. About different shit, and it started out with video games and psychedelics, but...
Well, mainly I wanted to do this intro just to say that we had massive audio problems the whole time. From the beginning, like the first 20 minutes, that first one we did, I actually just cut completely out because it was absolute dog shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first 20 minutes in Kaysen's room, but... Also, I got a little too drunk because I drank some Lagunitas, like 8.5 motherfuckers.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey. No, it's delicious. I love it. But it hit me like a ton of bricks about halfway through, and I was like, oh, fuck, I got drunk.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm glad you noticed that,
too. There was at one point, it was kind of hard not to notice. It was kind of funny because at one point, let me see if I can do this right. It was just you staring at the camera like this.
I don't remember that. Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I remember at one point, because you said, you know, are we going to keep doing this, or are you guys good to go? And I was like, we can wrap it up, we can keep going. And then he's like, I mean, we're having fun, we can keep doing this. And Bailey was like, I'm good. And so he's like, okay then, take five. So we took five, and Bailey and I were talking, you guys came back, and I think we lasted another, like, 2 minutes. And then it was like, I'm going to go to bed.
Well, I think, luckily,
right,
that's fair. I think I cut all that out because the last 20 minutes was just shit audio and like...
It was shitty anyway.
We were winding down anyway. So I actually found a great ending point for it. So that's why it ends abruptly, is because I just found the best spot to not completely fucking embarrass ourselves.
So again, it was a lot of fun though. Like it actually went a lot better than I wanted. I was hoping to only have really that topic for... that intro break that we always do where like 20 minutes in, we start talking about other things and then pretty soon it starts unraveling itself. And it basically worked for that. I knew that asking Bailey last minute to join the audio, he was not going to have a lot to say about the video games. Psychedelics, I knew that he would have a lot to say about though, which I had a feeling the conversation would go that way. But yeah, the audio is shit. It's not a very long episode once it's done editing, but it'll be... It's definitely a lot of fun to listen to. If you guys haven't, I would greatly appreciate any reviews you guys want to give us on Apple. If you go to our Instagram or our Facebook, Legit Bat Podcast or Legit Bat Pod, we have links to any of the major podcast platforms, and you guys can either give us reviews or give us a like or a follow or a comment.
Well, some fucking knob gave us a 4-star. You sent me that today.
Bro.
How do you have time in the day to be like, this podcast is like, 80% good. I mean, 4 stars.
There I'm going to give you an almost perfect one. You fucking knob.
At least add a comment and be like, what's missing on that extra star?
You know what? You actually kind of pissed me off about that was how upset I was about it. Because what happened was that we got that shout out for the 10 five-star reviews. So I checked it 2 days ago and it was 12 five-star reviews. Now, here's the thing. As long as people were putting fives, it was funny because I didn't really care about the reviews. As soon as I logged in and it said 4.9 and some knob had done a 4-star, it immediately started bothering me. Is I was like, why? Why do you got to be a dick? You couldn't just keep it up with everybody else? Like,
or at least tell us why you're a dick.
Yeah. At least tell us why
Or at least give it a 1 and say you hate it. Like, just be honest. Don't give it a 4. If you're going to give it a 4, there should be a reason why it's not a 5.
That's
what I said.
80%. That's an 80%. Like, what's the other 20? What do you want?
Yeah, I get it.
Tell me.
People only ever do a 1, 3, or a 5. Nobody ever does a 4 or a 2. It's not like, oh, I liked it a little bit. It's
that's
like,
got to be one of my friends or coworkers or something. Somebody's fucking with us. I did want to mention too, Saturday we're going to be recording with the Propaganda Report. It should be a good one. We never know. Sometimes it goes to shit, but it'll be fun.
Do we have any idea what we're going to be talking about?
Nope. I'm going to try to come up with that in the next 48 hours, but if you have anything you want to talk about, like, they're the masters of propaganda, obviously. So if you have anything specific you want to talk about, I'm sure.
No, what I'll probably do is walk into it, especially because in the realm of conspiracy, that's my whole angle, is coming in not knowing anything, so I can ask the rudimentary questions based on just behavioral point of view. I would prefer to walk into masters of that arena, not really knowing anything, and be able to ask questions that other listeners wouldn't know or wouldn't think to ask because they know more about it.
Yeah, they definitely know their shit, and they can talk for miles, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, sweet.
All right.
Cool.
Enjoy our bullshit. It was fun. Hope you enjoy.
Actually see your little tan, Joe.
Oh yeah.
What's up, beach bro?
Oh yeah. Keep talking.
keep telling. Yeah.
Okay, where were we at? I gotta look at timestamps. We were talking about the debates, but then everybody got all robotic, so.
Oh right.
Philip Bailey.
What is everyone's full name? Benjamin Hutchton.
What's your what do you think about the debates?
So I purposefully refuse to watch them.
And you're the real winner of that debate.
Because I thought so. Because I knew it was going to be an absolute shit show. Even though I agree with what a lot of Trump does that he doesn't really get credit for, it doesn't mean I like the man. I think he's a twat.
Most people do.
He's an arrogant piece of shit, and he is below the office in which he holds. But Biden's a pedophile, narcoleptic, early onset Alzheimer's patient that they allow to be a puppet. So I watched Attack on Titan.
There you go.
That is the best. That's the best commentary on that debate.
Thank you.
And it was a way, way better use of your time.
I believe so.
Everybody just said on the news it was just a shit. You said the mainstream media was just saying, oh, it was a shit show. And
it was what everyone expected. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
It was one of the worst debates in history. They would ask a question and they literally didn't answer. I've never felt more terrible for a moderator in my life. He was like, Mr. President, oh, okay, stop, okay, we're trying to, wait, but I asked this, and they didn't even answer the question most of the time, which made it hilarious and horrible.
They should have let Joe Rogan fucking host it.
It would have been so much better.
You said that.
That was, he wouldn't thing. Have let anything fly.
That was an actual proposition.
You'd be like, Joe, what are you doing? Are you awake right now? Are you okay? 10, 9, 8, 7. Oh, he's still conscious. Okay.
Hey, a school bus just pulled up. Oh, he's awake now.
Oh, he can smell
it. I think somebody gave him a box of Milk Duds that are melting in his lap.
Ooh.
Hold on one second. Let me tell him goodnight. Yeah. Joe, when I brought up to him doing this podcast, I told him what it was that we were doing. He said, ooh, can I just do psychedelics with your brother, please, while on the podcast? So at some point that would need to happen. I think that would be a fun episode to
maybe for us. Yeah. It would probably not for listeners.
Yes, it would. It would
like
be highly.
Have you ever felt like everything is all
ben,
one,
too?
Bro?
Oh, fuck no. I would sit here and just go like this the whole time and just kind of like keep it flowing.
He doesn't do the partaking.
Nah.
Maybe one
of
these days.
My brain would not work well.
It's gonna be a while, but yes.
We'll get him there. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I don't appreciate it. Okay, so let's get into what we wanted to talk about. Did you want to talk about early video games in general or as they relate to psychedelics? Because I think that's pretty obvious, like the mushrooms in Mario, all that. Well,
so that's what I did, was I did just a general search for it, and I started looking at different things that websites had to say about particular influences that they have. There are some websites that they talk about the different colored mushrooms causing the different effects in, like, Super Mario Bros. And pertaining to different mushrooms they found in real life that give you that idea. For instance, in one of the articles I read said that the green and white mushrooms that give you a one-up, they give you an extra life. They said that the green ones making you feel like you're invincible or whatever. Now, this was one that I found, and it's like 19 things you probably didn't know about Super Mario Bros. Well, they found this. This is a real mushroom with...
Yeah, the Amanita muscaria?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks exactly like it.
Yeah, it looked exactly like it. And they went through a few of the times, or a few of the different scenarios that... different psychedelics could be used. Now, if you look up video games and psychedelics, you get a whole different result format. For instance, you'll get actual games that were made to look like you're tripping, right?
That's so, like, most of them.
So, like, the top 10 ones were things that were like maze games. They were maze games with, like, random shit on the walls, and the walls are moving, and the lights are all fucking twacked out and shit. And, it was like some of the top games that you could play while on LSD or while on mushrooms. And
again, all of them.
Right. Yeah. So, like, you had a whole bunch of different ones that people were talking about. Now, of course, you can't find any information that say any of the writers or creators were tripping.
They're not going to disclose that.
There's no kind of disclosure that any of the material used for it was due to, you know, a trip, and that's how part of it got written.
They were Japanese. They live on an island. You think they're not tripping balls all the time?
Yeah. Well, right. So, like, you remember how when we were younger, we noticed that, like, every Mario game always had Shigeru Miyamoto in the credits, right?
He tripped balls. Yeah.
You guys noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's insane.
He's the creator of, like, the Mario world for the most part.
Okay.
So, like, let me see here. Let me see, where was it? Oh, let me find it. It's right here.
Your e-notes?
Yes. my webs.
Thank you for coming prepared to your topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had it pulled up and then, oh, there it is. So, you know how everybody knows who the chain chomp is, right? The little fucking steel ball. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it says, the chain chomp is said to be based on a neighborhood dog chained to a post that terrorized Shigeru Miyamoto as a child. So, like, this is my thing though, is I go, how do you go from a dog on a post to a steel ball that also barks without fucking tripping? There's no fucking way that, like, half of the kingdom that he came up with when it came to this, they're plumbers, right? Or that's what they've always said, Italian plumbers. And it's like, there's nothing that actually says that they're plumbers anywhere. Not in the original games, not until like way later when it came out that this was a theory that they were plumbers, and then they started putting in like plumbing elements.
Well,
the whole idea.
Assume they are because of their outfits and the pipes.
And the pipes.
You know, and Peach. Like, who, what? What plumber isn't trying to save a princess from Bowser? Obviously, well, it's a plumber.
Yeah.
Are you
getting baked, Bailey?
No, it's a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some of the things that I didn't know about Super Mario Bros. Nintendo actually owns the rights to Super Hornio Brothers and Super Hornio Brothers 2, which are porn parodies of the Mario Bros. Games.
Yes.
That is very disturbing.
So that was, that right, so that's the cover of number one. That's what the cover of number two.
To save Princess Peach from her own peach.
Are you sure?
It's to save Princess Peaches from her own fuzz. So...
Peach so is Bowser really is right what, the studded dildo?
Well, right. So they had a few things. They had a few things that I had never heard of before. Originally, Bowser was supposed to be something else. And then for whatever reason, they settled on him at the last minute.
On a horny turtle?
Bullet Bill and Torpedo Ted. Right? These guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are thought to be referenced to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Luigi is actually based off of a Japanese name, which this I had to say it in my head and it sounded hilarious. Pronounced Ruigi. No joke.
R-U-I-G-I.
So
Ruigi.
It says Wario's name is actually based on the Japanese word for bad, which is I don't know, and is a shortened version of Wario Mario, so bad Mario. The same goes for Waluigi, which is an Americanized version of Waruigi, literally with an R. Can't make this shit up. So, in Super Mario 64, Boo's fast, high-pitched laugh is actually just Bowser's laugh sped up.
It's like a boo, right?
It's like a boo-sack.
It's a boo-sack nooter.
Oh, God.
A boo, 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 boo.
Donkey Kong was originally
boo. Sorry. Go ahead.
Donkey Kong was originally a Popeye game, but Nintendo lost the rights and replaced Popeye with Mario, Olive Oil with Princess Peach, and Bluto with Donkey Kong, who was created for the game. So the original
Donkey Kong's super racist, by the way, just so everyone knows.
Very much.
Oof.
Oh shit, where's that other one? Oh, it said one study found that playing Super Mario 64 specifically helped with spatial orientation, memory formation, strategic planning, and fine motor skills. Take that, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. I'm trying to find the other ones that I fucking found, too. Because there was quite a few that I found that I tried to save, and then my browsers closed a whole bunch of them out.
Again, thank you for being professional and prepared. Yeah.
Well, that's why I said we can just keep this one on the back burner. Fuck it. Oh, yeah. See, now that I refreshed the page, it's not even the same search results that I found.
Bailey, will you stop eating your nuts on camera?
No.
Oh, that was unnecessary.
That was perfectly necessary. I love that.
So, Joe, you mentioned Link the other day. On
Zelda
or Zelda, yeah. You sorry, yeah. Jesus, you mentioned Zelda the other day, and how they have we've talked about this before, their cooking aspects in Breath of the Wild. How, like, if you mix things with, again, this, you know, Nintendo platform, different colored mushrooms and stuff, you get the different potions and things out of it. I've always wondered, how much do you think those different games, specifically Nintendo, like, it's fucking crazy because Nintendo is supposed to be like the kids' platform, right? It's supposed to be all of the characters and things that kids play. Whereas you go onto the bigger ones, PlayStation, you go onto Microsoft, and it's all like first-person shooters, blah, and like things like that. How many, because you'll notice them way more than I do, how many different kind of more obscure drug references have you found? Because you also play Nintendo a lot more than I do.
Well, on the Zelda game, I guess specifically just because we've played it recently, there's a lot of different mushrooms in there. I mean, you're in Zelda world. They're not going to have LSD and MDMA and all that. But there's a lot of wild mushrooms you pick, and they all do different stuff. Some of them make you silent. Some of them make you
fast.
Fast, impervious. There's like all these different qualities. But
make you have stamina.
That's not really reflective of what actual psychedelic mushrooms do. It's more of a, they might do all of that or none of that, depending on how many you take.
I kind of feel like that aspect was put into Breath of the Wild specifically because mushrooms would grow where he's walking and it was easy to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really like, I don't know. I didn't really see a psychedelic aspect to it.
No, Breath of the Wild wasn't near
you
as...
You could pick lots of other things too besides mushrooms.
I think the most obvious is the early Mario games. Like, it correlates to Alice in Wonderland a lot, you know, when she... eats one and like it's super big. That's a thing that happens hypothetically if you do mushrooms.
Sometimes you can see the carpet.
Sometimes you either feel super big in the room or super small, or you can hear the carpet breathing, you know.
Sometimes it's so really
you can't really add all of that into a movie.
Well, no, and what was it I mean, when we played Super Mario, because that was the first one that we really actually played on at home when we were younger, was we spent dozens of hours trying to beat that stupid game. And then every time we would go back to a different level, it was just like Donkey Kong Country. There was never, you could never find everything because of that, the way that the screen moves and how much of your vision that you have on the screen, you can never find everything. I've always wondered, because like, you know how he can fly up into the clouds, or if he hits a freaking plant box, all of a sudden the vine grows up to the clouds and things like that I'm always like, I just want to talk to Shigeru Miyamoto and be like, dude, how fried were you when you started making this? Because it would be absolutely spectacular. I would love to have a conversation about it, because there's no way you come up with a kid's game like that without frying balls.
No, he's super creative. I said they live on an island. They don't have to do that. They're just bored. I thought the weirdest thing was playing those games makes you feel like you're on psychedelics. Like if you play it long enough, you're like, you're in a different world. You're like on a different dimension of thinking, and all you see is those pixels. Like you're just in a different world.
That's how playing Final Fantasy was for me. I used to play for so long that I would get sucked into that world, that I'd be thinking about it while I was in class. I'd thinking about it while I was doing normal, regular people things.
I'm glad you brought that up, because Ben is super into those fucking games.
I know.
I tried to get
Ben
into
and
Skyrim.
I have that in common. Like,
Skyrim, I could see myself getting into, but that's why I haven't really dove down there yet, is because I got way into Zelda last year. Like, we spent 6 months every night. Like, we get off work just diving into that game till 3 a.m. like we're fucking 12.
Zelda was easy for me to get into because it reminded me very much of Final Fantasy. I would very think much. About that at
it
work
so
as an adult.
That
it was very fun, but it's
and
dangerous.
News, they're coming out with a new Zelda on Switch, so we're going to be getting that, and I will, nice knowing you guys, because 6 months later I'm going to be
well, that's
somewhere
why
in
I
Zelda
that's
world.
That's why when I was looking at the Switch and was looking at the different games, when I saw the headline for it, I was all, oh shit, I gotta send this screenshot out to Joe. Cause now it's talking about what caused Breath of the Wild. I love when they come out with spectacular games like Breath of the Wild, and then the next thing that they come out with is the prequel, which gives you all of the backstory to such a great fucking game.
Well, I was just happy because after we beat Breath of the Wild, I was so annoyed that you couldn't go back and play it after you beat it. Like, you have to revert to a save point to go back and play it, but then you've already beaten it, so it's stupid. So this actually is exciting because you can go back and play in the same map, it looks like, from what I can tell. Not it kind of looks like the same map, but before Calamity Ganon took over, which we sound like super nerds right now.
Hey, that's the point of this episode, man. So one of the things, too, that, Jen, you brought up Final Fantasy, was when we were younger, we got a emulator for our computer. It was from Matt Yukatorta. And we put it into our computer, and they had the 1991 Game Boy Final Fantasy, and it was a spin-off of Zelda from the Super Nintendo. So, like, it was called originally called Final Fantasy Adventure, and then they changed the name to Adventures of Mana, and they took away the Final Fantasy out of the title. It was the first Final Fantasy that I had ever played, and we, like, were, like, making sure, like, not to, like, have our mom see it while we were clicking away on the computer, because it had, like, Dark Lord and, like, all the stuff my mom and dad wouldn't like.
It had magic.
Ooh. Who were the characters in it?
The main one, in Adventures of Mana, you pick out the names. So, like, there isn't, other than Dark Lord and, like, his, like, little crony, you pick out the names of your characters. They don't have, it's not characterized like Final Fantasy VII where it's Cloud and Tifa and all of those people.
Okay.
But it was made like Zelda. So it's instead of the time sequence battles.
Was it called Secret of Mana?
That's the sequel to Adventures of Mana.
Okay, I played that one. So
right. So it's that real time, like you actually like click the button and his sword goes on the screen in the real time, just like Zelda. It's just like Zelda. Yeah. So like the battle sequences aren't like Final Fantasy. The first time that I replayed after that was Final Fantasy VII when I was 27. So okay. 3 years ago. I hadn't played any Final Fantasy since then. So I was like, Final Fantasy, you're gay. Get Elder Scrolls. And then I started playing on my phone. And of course, I picked up Final Fantasy VII. I shit you not. It's exactly like what you guys were talking about with Zelda. I would get to a save point and I put my phone down and be like, fuck, I got to charge my phone. How long is that going to take to charge? I really want to figure out what happens next. And so by the time it was done, Joe mentioned, you know, getting into Skyrim and why he hasn't, because it will make you lose parts of your life. Part of why I ended up getting so far into Skyrim was because Elder Scrolls has moved in a way forward and backwards on their timeline. So, like, I have been playing Elder Scrolls since the early mid-2000s. So when they came out with Skyrim, it was like, all the lore, it's got all the stories, and it's kind of like Zelda in the way that you get to go through and you can pull out books from anywhere in the world and read these stories about the world that you're currently in. So you can read the lore of the land, like, and there's thousands of books throughout this entire map. When I first started playing Skyrim, it was the exact same thing. I could play easily for 6 to 8 hours and then have to, like, put it down and be like, I need sleep. And then would wake up the next day and be like, I'm ready to go. And
I wonder why you have problems sleeping now.
You know what's really good to do? You have to get really drunk while you're playing, because then your body will just tell you it's time. Well, I had to learn to do that.
All of a sudden you start sucking, and you're like, okay.
Dude.
I'm like, you know what I think it is.
This is where I realized I had a problem. Not the 2D life. That wasn't where. I started realizing I had a problem when I would go into Skyrim, and I would be playing drunk, and I would do awful, awful life decisions.
What's happening over there?
Bailey, you're having some problems.
It's a metal chair. Sorry.
What is happening in there? So it sounds like something's dying.
So I'm sitting in a office, basically.
Cool. Thank you for your consideration for the podcast. We appreciate it.
I'm listening.
Well, actually, Bailey, I was going to ask you, with all of the nerd talk and knowing a little bit about how you were raised, did you ever do the earlier gaming systems and or were you high at the time that you did them?
Yes and yes.
Early years started out Nintendo, Duck Hunt, if that's not a psychedelic trip. You're a bereaved hunter who has a dog that laughs at you if you miss. Hey, I think that could be deep-seated. It's not because of hallucinogens, but or psychedelics, but because of some kind of repressed feelings. But then I went to Mario, and Mario played all of the Mario Brothers, even the off-branch one.
Right.
It was like that weird animation that changed. It wasn't pixelated anymore. They tried to go cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
Super hey, Mario Brothers 2.
Move your mic closer to your mouth, dude.
Sorry.
This is a family audio show. We need to hear your voice. Thank you.
My bad.
Oh, that's so much better. Not.
Okay. No?
That's better. It's
oh, that
better.
Is better now.
Much better.
Yeah.
For real.
Okay, so if I lean over and I have the mic dangle next to my mouth.
It's very works. Technical, but if you talk into the mic, it actually sounds better. I know it's hard to understand, but you'll get it.
You know, contrary to popular belief, I do have a little bit of time on a microphone.
We're figuring this out together, dude. We'll get it. It's fine.
I know. You got a super pro setup, dude. You got like a boom mic and shit. What the fuck is that?
It was like $30. It's not that expensive.
Yeah, but who buys that?
I mean, sorry, listeners. This was a $4,000 investment.
Yeah, own it, fucker. Come on.
That's why I said this episode is brought to you by us. Yay, I know, right? Us.
On a budget, bitches.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny. So, Jen, were you ever, when you played, like, Final Fantasy and shit, were you ever, like, just high as fuck?
No, I didn't even smoke weed until I was, like, 35.
That's true. You were sober playing that shit.
I was sober.
That's
I would,
OG.
I would get Boone's Farm, the shitty wine, because I was poor and super young. Mm-hmm. And I bought a couple of cups from Walmart, just plastic drinking cups. And I could actually fit an entire bottle of Boone's Farm into the one cup. And I would, I didn't want to get up, so I would pour the entire bottle into the cup, and I would just sit in a gaming chair and play Final Fantasy. I played Final Fantasy IX at the time that I was drinking Boone's Farm,
yeah.
With the card game.
Yep.
Yeah, and I would just drink Boone's Farm and play that. Or Tomb Raider. I was super into Tomb Raider at the time as well.
It's
old school Tomb Raider was dope.
Yeah, the old school ones. Not I played it on Xbox, the first kind of like 360 one they had, but I really liked Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3, so I was playing Tomb Raider 3 and Final Fantasy 9 around the same time.
I think I had a PlayStation back then, like mm-hmm. the original PlayStation.
It was PlayStation 2 that I had, but...
I played Tomb Raider a lot, and I got pissed off at it.
Why?
So I played Tony Hawk a lot.
Tony Hawk.
At the time, I was like 13. Or 12. So I didn't have the patience for it.
Okay, well, that's fair.
The thing go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying I was older than that. Like, I was older than you guys at the time when those things came out. I was an adult. So, well, not, I mean, yeah. I was an adult. I was sitting there playing video games. So I wasn't a real adult, but I was technically an adult.
I was. Found that playing any
in perception matters.
Well, true. Like, I don't play video games almost at all anymore. But when I do, I don't have the patience to sit down and play them for hours on end like I used to. Like, yeah. I used to, sober or drunk, be able to play for hours and still not want to go to bed. And now I get two minutes alone at night with everybody asleep, and I go, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't want to start a show. I certainly don't want to start a video game. I think I'm just going to sit here and pick my ass until I get tired. Like, I don't have
option
the
option B.
Yeah, I never have the patience for it anymore. But I did notice playing RPGs specifically, whether it be Final Fantasy or Elder Scrolls or any of that stuff, anything with like a free choice aspect, drinking while playing those games is never a good idea.
Yes, because it is. You will, I disagree.
No, you choose to do the dumbest shit.
Exactly.
And then you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta go back to my save point, redo all the bad shit that I just did.
Yeah, but how else are you gonna learn? At least you got to experience it.
I see you smoking weed there, Bailey. Sorry. Had to acknowledge.
Good. Take a few hits. It'll be easier.
No, it's way better to do that while had been drunken, because there's no consequences in the digital realm, right?
100%. Release thy inhibitions, sir.
Thy inhibitions.
That sounds super satanic, dude. Do what thou will.
Oh, I mean, it sounds really a lot of things.
Okay, Bakey McBakerton.
Sounds like everything.
It's in the realm of all of it, man.
Everything's connected, bro.
I never did play video games all high. I don't think I've ever done that. No.
The only thing I've ever played while high was Guitar Hero, and I'm exponentially better at Guitar Hero the higher I am, which is insane. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah,
I
but not
accidentally
drunk. If you get too
no,
drunk,
not
it's
drunk.
Awful.
No, I
awful.
Accidentally selected
same with karaoke.
A Metallica song on Expert completely by mistake, and it came on, and I dominated it for like 20 or 30 seconds. Not a long time, but I looked over at the people I was playing with, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I was destroying it. Like, I was 100%. And then I just, as soon as I realized what was happening, I completely
Well, that's when you're in the zone,
but it
though.
Was weird.
Like, when you're in the zone, you're in the zone. Yeah. But there's been plenty of times at Blair's where I'm way more... Got that, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I've been way more fucked off than I wanted to be. And I'm like, yeah, I got this song. And I start singing, and I'm like, nope. Don't got this.
Being drunk doesn't really help with that.
No.
My vocal cords are not ready for a Queen song right now.
I appreciate you talking into your mic. You still sound like shit, but thank you.
No, you sound better.
I'm doing my best, damn it.
Get out of that metal building. Fuck.
I don't have options.
Cell right now.
Is that where you live? I mean, what's happening right now?
Do you live in a box?
No.
He's staying in a hotel. Man in the box.
You're staying in a hotel?
Most of the time.
Where are you right now?
Why, in a warehouse.
That sounds dangerous.
It sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, I'm in a warehouse.
Are you in a video game right
now?
Are you
at work?
I feel like I am.
Oh, that's the weed.
So... You are right, Joe. I have played while I've been high. When I was I hasn't been for years. I had that time for about 4 months when I was like 16, where I played at high, and it was Guitar Hero, and I think Perfect Dark was one of the ones that I played a lot of really high. But I haven't played high like since then.
You should.
I'm not good, Adam. I don't, here's the thing, I don't like sucking, so when I...
That is a sound drop. Oh, okay, it's at 3808. I don't like sucking. I'm going to add that into the intro. Okay, thank you.
So I don't like doing anything and then knowing that I could do it better. So, like, that's why when I, if I get too fucked off from drinking, I'll just say no to singing, because I'm like... I know if I try to go up there and sing right now, it's going to sound like a retarded chimp holding a microphone.
Right. Sorry, you would never sound like that. You can think that.
No, that's the cool thing about inhibitions, though. When you lose them, you're like, fuck it, I got this.
I don't do that, though. As drunk as I have gotten, I have never, except for maybe a couple of times, have I ever been like, I'm drunk, I don't care how I sound. No, I go, I'm fucking hammered. I couldn't sing that song to save my life. I am done singing tonight.
See, because I know I'm the opposite. When I get that fucked up, I'm like, I want to sing this song. I don't care if it sounds like shit. I want to sing this song. Like, Blair,
you've done that this on fucking multiple song. Occasions.
What's that?
You've done that on multiple occasions.
What, saying when I shouldn't have?
No. Been blitzed and sang at the top of your lungs.
Oh.
And had a blast. It
probably sounded great.
Yeah, but did it sound awesome? I think you could actually do it to save your life if you were wasted. Like, I would, if someone was like, you need someone to sing a song or else I'm going to blow your brains out, I'd be like, Ben's really drunk right now, but I think he's the only one who can do it. Honestly, you have the best. Like,
how many times
did we freaking sit out on the back porch blasted?
Every night?
There was a lot of nights in 365 days.
Yeah. Decent amount of nights.
Oh, man. That was all before I could even go karaoke, too, because I was only like 18, 19 in those times.
Yeah, you're a baby.
I love how we can rabbit trail onto this random karaoke shit when we're talking about video games and their psychedelic influence.
It is a circle.
Everything is connected.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like sucking. So I don't like going in.
Wait, that was at 40:38. Okay, thank you. Could you actually just say I like sucking? That would be so much better if you were like, I like sucking. Okay, Bailey, let him say it.
I like sucking.
That's going into the intro. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. No,
40:55.
Yep.
Okay.
I can't believe you actually said that. You're a fucking moron.
No, well, I actually said it half with your laugh. When it's a little bit later, I'll say it again a lot more serious.
That's fine. I'm going to chop it up and put it in there. He said, I like sucking.
He said, I like sucking?
Yeah.
But you said you don't like sucking.
I know. I'm going to put both of them together in a sandwich.
Sorry.
I was like, could you please say, I like sucking? He's like, I like sucking. I'm like, okay, 48:55. All right. Cool. Thank you.
I missed that. All right. Never mind.
No, like whether it be singing or video games, anything I can do well, normally, sober, I don't like trying to do them when I know I'm too screwed up. And when I'm high, I don't do anything very well.
Yes,
I don't do much well. So
theoretically, last weekend or the weekend before, which
theoretically
we're here, you could barely laugh at Archer.
Dude,
we get it, phone. You ring.
Dude, I know. So, like, I was super laughy the first night. And the second night, and I think it was the difference in what we had. Because the first night, I actually went back out for seconds. And it was fine. The second night, I had
How that had a lift.
I had seconds.
For seconds.
It's then, gay when he's high. I don't know why.
I like sucking.
That's
42:36. Okay, thank you.
I had to say it with the last.
And that was 43:11. We're taking that too. Thanks.
So my thing is that like that second night when I couldn't shake it. Like I was sitting there staring at the clock like this. I'm like, after a half hour I'll be fine. After a half hour I'll be fine. And then a half hour came around and I was all, I'm not fine. I'm going to go smoke. And then that was a really bad idea. This is what I'm saying.
Really bad idea.
I can't do anything while I'm in that state. I have to be where I'm at. What?
Just being super high, uncomfortably high.
I want him to see it.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Just a creeper. I was fucked off high. What do you want?
Yeah, that. 48:28.
Oh, man.
43:28.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
43:50.
Why are we saying numbers?
Because we're trying to see how far it is so that Joe can find it easier for this.
We're going to save this shit and I'm going to turn it into a fucking ringtone.
I like sucking. I like sucking. I like sucking.
I went back for second,
baby. Was it when me and Bailey had been younger, dude, I will never forget this. We were living off of Willis in Reading. So Willis was like right, like two streets up from the jail in Reading, okay, Jen.
I'll edit all that out because why would you say that?
Where we lived 12 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Anyway.
Nobody gives a shit anymore?
I don't even live in that town anymore. Like, I don't care. So do we live like two streets up from the jail. And we did the young stuff. Like, we got drunk, played beer pong every night. We got way too hammered. So at one point, Bailey went and got laid. And then the next day, we are driving in his fucking car. And I was like, so, how was that? And he's like, dude, he said it like he just got done pumping gas. Like, he turns around like this in his car and he goes, it was good. Yeah, man. Like, she was a blast. Honestly, like, I would, if you're down, like, I could probably get her back over there tonight if you want some. And like,
oh my God, I got a discount. I can save you 5 cents
again. He's like, no, really. He's like, she's really good in bed. Like, she can suck a mean dick. Like, it's fine. And I was all.
She's right. Now, okay, you're married?
This was way before married. So we are turning onto Pine Street from Placer, going down towards like the Gas for Less over there. I'll never forget this because we're turning onto Pine Street. And my rebuttal to that, so he always goes by Bailey. His close family and friends call him Chris. Nobody in Reading at that point ever called him anything but Bailey. Yay. So as we're turning onto Pine Street, and he had just gotten done saying this, I looked at him and I was all, I'm good, man. I don't want any sloppy Phillips. And he gave me this look. He goes, with the name drop. And I was like, dude. I don't want to taste your dick. I'm good. Like, I don't want that. And he was all, I'm sure she cleaned it by tonight.
Are you though? I don't want your number two pencil.
Tastes like wet eraser.
Sharpened as it is.
Sick.
Fucking anteater.
Oh my God.
We got way off topic.
That's fine. Let's talk about Zelda.
Oh my God. I don't know if we can.
About those mushroom heads?
Right?
Let's talk about mushrooms.
It's speckled. Oh, wow. Anyway. So, video games, psychedelics. Yeah. It's a hoop, man.
Yeah, everybody should play them.
But you need to try them. You need to try it.
Jen, try the video games or the...
No, try psychedelics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And video games. You should.
At the same time.
I would... Okay,
in the comfort of your own home.
Saw me that last weekend. That was just two puffs of weed. Do you have any idea how bad my mind would freak out if I tried... shrooms?
It's way different, dude.
No, it's much different.
Oh, you say this about everything you get me to try, Joe.
Listen, Ben, you and I think a lot alike. Our brains are always racing. I actually don't like weed for that reason. It makes me think more. It makes me a little bit paranoid. I'm not a huge fan. It has to be the right kind. I don't even know a lot about the different kinds. But mushrooms are so much better. I could take a couple mushrooms and I feel significantly better than I would if I smoked even two hits off a joint.
Well, so that's
a very different feeling.
This is all hypothetical.
That also scares me because, right, this is not real.
No, it's not addictive though. You wouldn't want to do it more.
No, I'm not worried about the addiction part of it.
Yeah, because you have no problem with that.
Yeah.
A lot of studies are now showing that
microdosing.
Yeah, talk into the microphone. Thank you.
I'm working on it. Damn it.
There you go. Oh, good for you.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, I figured it out. There's been a lot of studies come out recently on microdosing being very, very beneficial.
They've been treating PTSD patients with it.
Yeah. I mean, not just that. Not just psychoses. or addiction therapies. depression normal people. I mean, the case study is very wide.
People who are with a terminal illness, things like that,
or facing death. Super scared
of
death.
Honestly, it's one of those things where when we take them, we're not taking this journey. We just take a couple here and there throughout the night so that it just heightens you a little bit or makes you feel a little bit different or better or a little bit more open-minded. But you never, ever, I shouldn't say you, I never feel different. I don't feel like I'm a different person. When I get to that point, I stop. And it's easy to. It's not like where you took one too many shots and you're like, oh, shit, this is all going to catch up with me. I'm fucked.
Oh, I'm gonna piss on my closet.
Yeah, like, nah. It doesn't ever do that.
My Xbox.
You always feel...
Oh, Xbox, yeah.
Whatever.
Closet, Xbox, couch. Bailey, I'm pretty sure he pissed in the couch.
I pissed on Bailey's couch while sitting on his other one.
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
Well, it's fine. That's where I slept.
A normal event.
No, okay. So
roll over, pee on the other couch, and if somebody else was laying there, it was a rough morning.
Oh, you froze at the worst. Oh,
we lost Bailey.
Wait,
oh.
Say that again.
I'm back. Oh,
okay, there you go.
What I said was if somebody was sleeping on the smaller couch, and he would piss on them, they would wake up to getting pissed on by Ben. But he was so cute, and he got so drunk that you're like, hey.
You're like, thank you for the shower.
I got a little peed on.
So I won't
yeah, but you like that.
I won't say her name just in case, I don't know, for whatever reason she ever has to hear this. Nobody's listening.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
So she was sleeping on the bigger couch, which is where I slept. Now, granted, I paid $100 a month to sleep on the couch. I wasn't going to pay very much rent. So I was like, I'll pay $100 a month.
$100 a month to sleep on the couch? Come on, man.
You think I should have made him pay a third?
No, you should have made him pay $500 to sleep on the couch since he fucking pissed on him.
Since it was going to be replaced.
You're a fucking idiot.
Cheap, man. I'm cheap.
So, well, he wanted to get rid of the couches anyway, to be fair. So,
yeah,
I was sleeping on the bigger
couch. I felt bad about dropping those off to the Goodwill.
those transients love that shit. Like, it smells like home.
Some poor family had to sit on that.
Yeah, right. You think that's the first pee couch Goodwill's gotten?
Hell no.
Yeah, right.
Goodwill's like,
I hope they're like, real good.
They're like, oh, man, it's another
pee
couch. Are you kidding me?
He said that there was pee on it, and they were like, is that it?
They're like, you want to up the price? Like,
they're like, we can give you more.
We'll give you a receipt for that.
I didn't even take a receipt
comes
for it.
With the piss?
Okay, so here was the best story of that happening on the couch. There are many of other places, but so this time was our friend was sleeping on the bigger couch, which is where I slept. I was sleeping on the love seat. And so this was all told to me the next day. So I'm asleep on the smaller couch and I go like this. And I sit up. My eyes are closed. I look over at our friend and I was all, hey. She sits up and goes, Benji, and I was all, come here. She comes over. No, listen. I did this to save her. Okay. All unbeknownst to me. She came over and she sat next to me on the couch and I went, thank you. And still sitting, undid it, pulled out my dinger and peed from that couch onto the other one where she had been sleeping. And then I zipped up and went, night. And I laid back down. And she looks at me, she goes, where am I going to sleep? And I was all, well, you were sleeping over there. And she's like, I'm not sleeping on that. So I got my ass up and slept on it. Clothed. And then the next morning I got up. Yeah, I went and just laid on it. Like, I was like, yeah.
Well, okay, to be fair.
I thought you flipped the pillow.
You should have done.
No.
As a good man should.
I didn't flip any pillows. No, I curled up on the other end of the couch where the pee hadn't hit. And then the next morning I woke up and thought that there was beer on the floor from the game. So I grabbed a towel, I cleaned it up, and I'm like, ooh, that's a little bit more pungent than the beer we were drinking last night. So I got all cleaned up and stuff. And then my friend wakes up and she goes, bro, do you know what you did last night? And I was all, I have a feeling I'm going to believe it. I have a feeling I will believe every word of it down to the last detail. And yeah, that was not the first time. His poor couches, though, they've had so many bodily fluids on it. Like, it's every, all of them.
So many substances. The couch we're on right now, I feel like, is the same way. It's the one that you slept on, actually, Ben.
I actually never peed on it.
Are you sure?
Good.
Positive. Positive. Pretty sure.
The marker of success. He hasn't pissed on your couch yet.
Pretty sure I peed in the closet, but
I feel like I didn't know you did, but the way that you got up with such integrity to help me clean up the water in the closet, you were like, let me help you. You were like frantically helping. Well, I'm like, wait, is this pee? Like, and you're like, no, I did it. It's fine.
When I went like this,
it didn't think that.
I touched it and I went like that and I was like, it doesn't smell like pee, but I don't know what else fucking be in here. Here, I'll help you clean it up. Like,
there's
shit.
No way, water.
It's asparagus water.
No, it didn't smell like anything at all. It wasn't like
my
that.
My thing is that it's not like me dumping asparagus water in the closet also drunk would be like out of the realm of
that's
something.
True.
I told you.
That sounds like a Friday night. Yeah.
I told you like one of the times that scared me the most was I had gone to sleep on the couch when we were living on Cali. And I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning in your Sentra in the back seat in Kaysen's car seat.
I fucking forgot about that.
So I woke up hitting the roof and I thought I was straight up getting fucking abducted, dude. Like I thought I was.
They always take the little guy.
How did you find your way there with your eyes closed?
So this is the thing.
The garage was so small.
Imagine me trying to find my way out. So what I did was I went and started feeling, realized I was in the back of a car and started reaching for the handles and the back doors were locked and child locked. So I couldn't get the back doors open. Now,
while you were inside.
Yes. Now Joe's old Sentra was tinted and it was pitch black. I couldn't see anything. So now I start reaching for the front seats. I crawl into the front seat, have to open up his driver door and then the running lights come on and I realize where I'm at. I go to bed. Apparently what I had done was crawled into his front seat and then crawled into the back seat and sat my fucking self in the car seat and went back to bed.
So wait, so when was this? Did I live there? Because I don't remember this happening. I remember telling me.
I didn't tell anybody about it until like a year ago.
Oh, oh my God. God damn it, Ben. What else did you do?
I was just accepting it as like, I probably just don't remember.
No, here's the thing is that anytime a memory like that pops up of something dumb that I did, I usually tell it. It's the fact that there were a lot of them and I don't remember most of them. So whenever one of them pops up, I'm like, hey, here's a story about myself.
That's crazy. So sleepwalking is pretty intense. That's really weird.
And it's happened before completely sober. It's just that there's a middle ground. It doesn't take me being completely wasted. It takes me being drunk enough that once I'm asleep, anything can happen. Like, I don't even have to be blacked out. But if
that's
I have
terrifying.
Enough to drink, and then, yeah, it is. Because if I have enough to drink and then I go to bed, it might happen. I may not even be all that drunk. I might remember going to bed. I may have peed before I went to bed to make sure. And then gone to bed and something can happen. It's just the fact that it is a lot more likely. Now, I've done it sober before, like, where I was up for too long. And then I went to bed for, like, 12 hours. And I don't ever sleep the night through. I'm always waking up, like, every couple hours to check the clock. And then I go back to bed and, like, all that stuff. So on those nights where I've slept, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours solid, it immediately makes me wonder whether or not I sleptwalked. Because I don't know if I did or not. Because I'm used to waking up all night.
So could you set up your computer to record yourself? Or do you still do it now? Do you feel that way now? Or you can put a piece of tape. I went through sleepwalking for like 6 months,
sure.
Several years ago, where I would rearrange shit, dump water on things that didn't, it's kind of similar, but I would be doing it out of sleep deprivation for when Maddie was little. Mm-hmm. I would dump her bottles out on my dresser. I rearranged my living room, like threw all the chips out of the drawer into the living room and then dumped water into it. It was really weird. I had to rework what I had done backwards, but I started taping my door shut so that when I woke up in the morning, if the tape was on the inside of the door, I would have known that I opened it and then had closed it again. So I would know that I had gotten up and left the room and come back in and closed the door. Like, one time I woke up in Maddie's crib, so I totally understand where you woke up in Kaysen's car seat, because I would never end up, you know, there. So I get that. It's weird. Or you can set up a computer to record yourself to watch what you're doing so you can see yourself get up.
So that's the thing, is that it, even like in the past several years, it was one of the things that Katie and I talked about, was that she was like, most of the time, I'm talking like one out of 50 or more is when it'll happen. So it's like, I can be fine, drink normal, not get too drunk, whatever, or there'll be nights where I get really drunk and then I go to bed and everything's fine, and it'll be like that for a year or more, and then all of a sudden it'll be like this bout where in like a month, like, all of this crazy shit starts happening. And
weird. I think it's aliens.
It'll just happen like all at the same time. Like,
nice segue.
No, it could be.
Like, the month that she got back was like, in that month, within like 2 or 3 weeks, like, three crazy things fucking happened. And that was where I went. And it may have been, but it was happening before I felt stressed too. So I don't know. Okay. Like, I don't know. It's weird. So that's where I just went, what? I would rather be able to say that if I slept walk, I knew I wasn't under the influence of anything.
For sure. Yeah. But if you can't control it just sucks.
Not to mention even like smoking weed. Like, I hate not thinking clearly. That's what gets me DUIs. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
I don't.
What gets you DUIs is alcohol by history.
That's what I'm saying. In alcohol by history, I don't think not being in my right head. And
that
usually
is what alcohol does.
Yes, that's my point.
You love that one.
That's why I don't do it anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's the point I'm getting to.
Speaking of that, I'm gonna get a beer.
You're equating that with the smoking of the herbs, which is a totally different thing.
Oh yeah, no, I've never done anything stupid like that. But
the stupidest thing you're gonna do on weed is eat a bag of chips and go to sleep. You're not gonna drive drunk.
I understand that, but I'm equating the dumbest thing I'll do to the dumbest thing I'll do. I don't like my thought process smoking weed. That's why I stopped. Is because I don't like how I think.
Okay, well that's on you though.
You like how you think
on the alcohols?
Yeah, that's why
it's
I got
easier
trouble
to control.
Or so you think.
All right, it's easier to manage when you're an overthinker, like we are, I guess.
And it's easier in smaller doses.
Bailey, what do you think about this? What is the difference between being under the influence of the marijuana?
I'm actually interested in hearing this, yes. I want to hear this. Oh, actually, give me one second.
You have plenty of experience with both and other things, but we won't get into that.
Well, that's neither here nor there. I mean, exactly. Just from where I grew up, it's just so permeated. You have to come out of that situation knowing something of herb, cannabis, and its effects. So drunk releases inhibitions, but doesn't provide clarity. So the problem with losing your inhibitions is you make stupid choices that aren't thought out. The effects that cannabis has on you is completely different than that.
That's true.
I mean,
it's hard for like a new person though, I guess.
Complicated way to state the obvious. And it does, one has a threshold that builds tolerance, and you have to start off baby stepping.
I think that's for both of them. I have a friend that smokes 17 joints in a day, and he's more sober than I am after 5 beers. Like
no joke. He smokes 5 while he's at our house for 2 hours.
I think the difference is in cannabis. That makes me sound so pretentious. The weed. It's just a different... It's an entirely different thing. It makes you, like, boom. Holy shit, my microphone just fell. It makes you feel a lot more...
Got excited.
I know. the weed makes you feel a lot more like self-conscious of what you're saying, whereas like when you're drinking, you're like, I don't care what I'm saying, I'm just gonna bleh.
Yeah, yeah, I can definitely agree on that.
I think that's why
you're much weed more makes conscientious you feel of your words and your choices.
Yeah, I think that's why weed makes you feel so self-conscious, is because you're actually thinking about what you're saying, and you're like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't say that, because that sounds stupid.
Yeah.
But when you're drunk, you're like, that sounds stupid. Aha, hilarious. Got to really figure out this microphone situation. It's pissing me off.
I didn't know you were leaving. It just missed my entire description.
Oh, that's fine. I'll listen to it back. I had said, hold on a second when I got up, but I also turned my mic up, which mutes it. So I don't know if you, you must not have caught it.
I didn't catch it.
That's all right.
Shit fire.
Anyway, you guys got any closing arguments?
What? What are you talking about?
Closing arguments. I don't have any arguments. I don't have anything closing.
Talking then. Fuck it.
It was a good talk.
Fuck it. Yeah, I mean, I apologize for not coming more prepared on the actual subject that we started this episode on, but I will also say that this is exactly how I like these things going, is it went off into completely different areas. That is what I like. I like having these conversations where we have something to start us out, and we get through the first 20 minutes, and then like the ice is broken, and then we're just like, fuck, what are we talking about? And then it just goes in a whole bunch of different directions. I like that.